From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that last year's expansion of New York's so-called red flag law has caused a major increase in the number of firearms being seized by police from individuals found to be, and I quote, likely, end quote, at risk of harm to themselves or others. Last year, Governor Kathy Hochul signed an executive order issued expanding the 2019 law and mandated troopers file court applications for, and I quote, extreme risk protection orders, end quote, whenever they encounter a person who is believed to be a danger and in possession of a firearm. So while in 2020, judges issued just 255 protection orders against people across New York, in the first 4 months of this year, the number of individuals subjected to emergency or temporary risk protection orders is over 2,120. That has led to many gun seizures, too. Bo Duffy, a state police spokesperson, said, and I quote, in some troops, storage for seized guns was running short, but we have managed it by reconfiguring storage spaces to accommodate for the increased seizures, end quote. Some attorneys are arguing that the expansion of the red flag law is unfair because the state mental health law requires a physician to determine whether a person presents a, and I quote, likelihood to result in serious harm, end quote, while the red flag law has that decision made by police officers and prosecutors. Courts will ultimately decide that question. The governor's executive order came days after a mass shooting in Buffalo last year, in which 10 black people were killed by an 18-year-old white man in what police said was a racially motivated attack. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignon at Columbia Green Media rounds up some reaction to the $229 billion state budget that was passed over a month late in Albany last week. Democrat State Senator Michelle Hinchey said, and I quote, while this has been a difficult budget process, I'm proud of the historic wins we secured for the 41st District. Our final budget takes major steps forward to make life more affordable for New Yorkers, maintaining the lowest personal income tax rates for working families in over 70 years, and fully funding our public schools, end quote. And she specifically cited Columbia Green Community College, where more funding was secured and students will not pay increased tuition fees. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro of the 19th Congressional District disagreed, calling the budget a, and I quote, dumpster fire, end quote, that got bail reform wrong and made New York more unaffordable. Catskill Center for Conservation and Development Executive Director Jeff Centerman was happy with the budget, saying in a statement, and I quote, the budget includes funding for expanded visitor services at the Catskill Visitor Center, stewardship money to care for the Catskill Park, support of research and data collection across the region, and more. Both the national resources and the communities of our region will benefit by this increase in investment and by the increased attention being paid to our region, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Greta Johnson reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the highest court in Massachusetts has ruled that speakers have the right to be rude in public comment at town meetings. State Supreme Judicial Court ruled in March that public comment cannot be stopped even if the comments are, and I quote, rude, disrespectful, or personal speech about government officials or government actions, end quote. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts called the ruling a, and I quote, victory for free speech rights and core democratic principles, end quote. Pittsfield City Council President Peter Marchetti was not so enthusiastic, saying, and I quote, I think it's okay to voice opposition to a decision that's made, but when we revert to name-calling of councilors or department heads, I think that's a bit overboard, end quote. Public comment is not required under the state's open meeting law, and North Adams City Council President Lisa Blackmer is considering eliminating it from meetings altogether. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.